This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. As it is also time for the next class of 1911 University. There can only be one teacher, and that would be Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
I'm just trying to cope. You know, I'm trying to cope. Okay, I hear open mic somewhere. We got open mic?
Not here.
Well, no, I know you don't have one, Joe.
Oh.
There we go.
I got an open beverage, but not an open mic.
See, this is why I can't wait for us to do some video interview. And you got to get a Skype set up to where we could do some video, and you could be toasting me while I'm sitting here. I can't do this and drink, so I don't.
Anyway. I got Skype here. I can do Skype. I can do GoToMeeting. All those things.
Well, we'll have to have a chat about that one, shan't we? Now,
yeah.
I've just been sitting back, and I think about people that are former 1911 people that went to Glock, right? Went to the striker-fired gun. I can sort of see it, but I have to think that when they, you know, for some of these people, as long as they've been in guns, if they were, you know, if they were 1911 people in the 90s, and then they were introduced to Glock, and it was like, oh, wow, this is crazy good. This is going to just run no matter what, and I don't have to worry about this, and I don't have to worry about this. For all of those that actually get out there and say, well, I carry a Glock, they're sort of compromising on something, because the best trigger in the world is the single-action trigger on a 1911, 2011, 2019, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you think, with the advent of your guns and other people that are building, and I've asked you this before, but do you think some of these former 1911 shooters are noticing what you guys are doing and saying,
they absolutely are, because they're buying our guns. So there's that. And the trigger stuff is really interesting because, for example, Chuck Pressburg was here last night and this morning. He's on a drive going west, and so he stopped in to visit for a little bit, and we were able to sit down with his light fighter, which is here, and play with and evaluate some different kinds of trigger pulls and really define and refine exactly what he wanted. Well, what we found out was, you know, which is what I've known all along, there's very few people in the world that can shoot a crisp trigger well. So on his knife fighter, it's a relatively light trigger. It's sub 3 pounds. It's got a bit of roll to it, just the tiniest little smidge of roll. On his light fighter, I set it up with basically as close to zero roll as you can get. Same trigger weight, right at 3 pounds. And there was a definitive difference in how he had to pull the trigger and how he could feel the trigger, just through those subtle little differences. So, yeah, I mean, but that's the beauty of the system is I can take a gun and I can, you know, sit down with a guy and go, okay, how much roll do you want, or do you want any at all? And I can let them try a crisp trigger, which a lot of people go, I need a glass rod breaking trigger. That's the only way I can shoot.
Let's do this. for me, simply because you're saying some things that I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't. Tell me the difference between a crisp trigger and one with roll.
Okay, so a crisp trigger is just that. It's like a glass rod breaking. You apply it, you take the pre-travel out, you apply pressure, and the trigger breaks. Right? There's no movement, perceptible movement of the sear hammer relationship when you pull the, when you get rid of the reset or the pre-travel and you put pressure on the trigger. With a roll trigger, there is a tiny bit of perceptible movement. You take the pre-travel out, you apply pressure to the, you have the steps of the trigger are you have pre-travel, you have engagement, you have pre-travel, pressure, engagement, release, and reset, or over-travel and then reset.
Right.
So you take the pre-travel out, you put pressure on the engagement, basically. Now you have your engagement, and just before release, you can feel a little bit of movement with the roll trigger. And what we found out over the years with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high-end shooters is that little bit of movement makes them shoot better, because now they're not anticipating when the trigger will break. They can feel it break. Whereas with a crisp trigger, one that just breaks like a glass rod, you can't feel the break happen. And that's fine if you can wrap your mind around the fact that every shot's going to be a surprise, and the gun's going to go off where the sights are aligned at, and it's just going to be a surprise.
Right.
The vast majority of us cannot wrap our mind around that. We just simply can't. We're anticipatory type people, and we need that feedback going. It's going to break. There goes, boom. And that helps us align the sights just perfectly as it's breaking, and boom, and it goes. And it's the same kind of trigger that we put on your Fat WMG. You know,
okay.
That is the same kind of trigger that most people shoot really well. Just a little bit of slight movement as the pressure is on, and it breaks.
Now then, so Chuck decided what kind of trigger did he like?
He likes a little tiny bit of roll.
Now, can you, I know this is going to be a stupid question. Can you, so are you basically making a crisp trigger with a tiny little bit of roll?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the angle of the sear is completely different.
Ah.
Yeah,
okay.
The primary angle of the sear is completely different from one to the other.
That's interesting. That's true. So, with these people that were 1911 people, and you know, maybe they got tired of for the longest time, and I don't mean to sound disparaging or anything, but for the longest time, I thought the epitome of a 1911 was a Kimber, and then I got one. And I was less than impressed with that gun. It was a good looking gun, but I mean, as far as the shooting part of it, it was not very good. Not for me. And now, I mean, that was one of the things that made me abandon the platform, because I thought I had the best one there was, or one of the best ones, and I was, at that point, I was like, okay, Striker fired for me now. I was just Glock fanboy for a very long time. But now I've come back from the dark side. And that's your fault. Before you start, we're coming up on the break before you start. But I just wanted you to know. That's your fault now. That's your fault. The only thing that's going to be better than the current Chambers gun I've got is the anticipated second one that's coming. And I'm not anticipating it, because this one is great. But anyway, you can find Joe at ChambersCustom.com. Find him on Facebook, Chambers Custom. Find him on Instagram, Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is also 1911 University. And I'm getting ready to start a project where my Chambers gun will be front and center. This will be when I went to Steve Fisher's class, I'd seen Steve shoot before on video and everything, but I never really observed him shooting. And Steve has a combination of factors that, I mean, all of us should aspire to have as far as the way we shoot. Steve is fast, and he's accurate. He's scary fast, and he's scary accurate. And I have found that with my Chambers gun, with the optic that's been dialed in by Joe and Eric and everybody there, that they tested it at 200 yards and were banging the gong, I found that that is also dialed in for me, so I can hit pretty much whatever I paint that with. But I'm going to do it with the 2019 that I have from Joe, and then I may work my way back. But I guess my question becomes, why would I do that? Work my way back to other guns. I mean, I'm becoming more and more cognizant of the fact that all these guns that I test and run, and I'm going to still do that, but at the same time, I never really perfect the one, do I?
Well, I think it's good to have a baseline, you know, in anything you do, whether it's testing firearms, building guns, you know, reading books, whatever. I think it's good to have a baseline of what you consider excellence to be.
Right.
Right, because then if you have an item, like, for example, for myself, I love knives, like sheath knives in particular. And
right.
I have some really, really, really exceptional examples of various kinds of sheath knives. Well, then when I see a knife come up online that somebody's made, I can look at it and I can go, okay, does that fit a niche that I want to fit, you know, fill? And does it look as though it has the quality that I expect for that price? Right? If I'm looking at a $1,000 knife, well, there are certain things I look for. If I'm looking at a $400 knife that a newer maker made, well, then, you know, you don't expect as much. If I'm looking at a $2,000 knife, then it's like, oh, well, you know, it has to check these boxes for me because I have some $2,000 knives and they do check those boxes. So I think the same thing is true in guns. You know, if you have a standard of excellence that you can measure others against, whether that's a Chambers gun or whether that's, you know, a Stan Chin gun or a C.T. Bryan gun, whatever your standard of excellence is, because there's some good ones out there, then at least you can look at others objectively without jaundice or prejudice, and you can go, okay, this checks these boxes, but it doesn't check these over here. And so you at least know where you stand. And then as the consumer, you know, people can look at it and go, okay, you know, is this gun hand built over the course of 40 to 50 hours? No. That's why it's $2,000 or $3,000 less. Because it's not built to the same standard. Okay, I can accept that because it's $2,000 or $3,000 less.
Right.
You can understand that. And actually, we just went through that this morning, last night and this morning, again with Chuck here. He brought a bunch of guns that he's taking on his move. And, you know, I got to go through some of them, and we were remarking on a particular pistol that he has that was the carry pistol of the unit gunsmith where Chuck was at. And we were looking at it, and, it was, you know, it's a Colt officer's model, 1991 A1 officer's model.
And I remember that.
As they come from the factory, they were not anything spectacular, special, or even unique. On the outside, this gun looks like that. But on the inside, from a guy who builds guns for a living, I could look at it and go, oh, yeah, this is a sleeper, kind of like the one I have, that's a Springfield in a similar model. You know, I got a gun for $250 from a guy, and I went through the guts to make it perform properly the way I need it to perform, with exceptional, you know, accuracy and reliability. And if you look at that gun of mine, just like this gun, you would shrug your shoulders and go, eh, whatever. If I told you, yeah, I have 8 or 9 hours in that gun of mine, and I'm sure this gentleman has the same or more into this Colt, just refining the internals and replacing things that needed to be replaced, you go, oh, okay, now I understand what's going on here. So, I mean, at least it gives you a standard by which you can set your expectations and understanding of what you're getting.
I did not expect you to be that magnanimous. I'm impressed. Well, I mean, because, you know, I look at your gun, and I, you know who I deal with. You know what kind of guns I deal with from time to time. And sure. I look at your gun as the pinnacle. And I guess from that viewpoint, when I'm looking at these others, sometimes I think to myself, why? Why bother? And at the same time, there are niches sometimes where something that weighs a little less might be a little more helpful or something like that. And, but I've always thought... Yeah. I mean, is that something you take into consideration, too?
Well, when I first got into this game on my own, I was very jaded. And you and I have talked about this privately some. When I first got into this on my own, I was a very jaded person. Based on how I was taught, what I was taught, by whom I was taught, that, you know, there's basically everything out there is junk. Right? And over time, though, I started looking at other builders and other guns, specifically manufacturing companies. For example, Les Bear. You know, people have good and bad things to say about Les. I like Les Bear. You know, he's always been a friend to me. I understand that his guns fill a point in the market, right? They build 2,500 to 3,000 guns a year, and they build them on a very efficient, with a very efficient set of processes to achieve the desired result that he wants to achieve out of his guns.
Right.
For the price point that they sell them for, okay? So if you look at it in that way, you no longer have this jaded mentality of, well, they take 500 rounds to break in, therefore they're junk. Well, no. No. That's not actually
Hang on for me.
Factual. Yeah.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish this. I want to hear this. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says two Supreme Court rulings are based on an ongoing witch hunt and hoax.
The rulings were basically starting all over again, sending everything back down to the lower courts and you start all over again. And so from a certain point, I'm satisfied. From another point, I'm not satisfied.
One case involved House subpoenas for President Trump's tax and financial records. The Supreme Court kicked that case back to the lower court. The other ruling did say that New York investigators can seek President Trump's records in an ongoing criminal investigation. Teachers' unions across the United States are resisting a push from the Trump administration and House Republicans to reopen schools amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, instead opting for remote learning that experts say presents major risks to children. This is USA Radio News. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we need to shift gears and focus on safely reopening schools in the fall during the coronavirus pandemic.
And we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
McCarthy telling reporters it's not a matter of if we should open, but how we do it, and saying that they want to give flexibility to parents about school and daycare. The widow of a man who is alleged to have taken the SATs for President Trump is denying the claim. Pam Shriver, an ESPN tennis analyst, is denying any knowledge that her late husband, Joe Shapiro, took the standardized test for the president. The allegation in a new book written by the president's niece, Mary Trump. Shriver also says her late husband met the president during their time at the University of Pennsylvania, which would have been years after the president had taken the SATs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Joe Chambers as we go through 1911 University. Please continue what you were saying, please, sir.
Okay. So, just to recap a little bit, when I first got into the industry, I was pretty jaded about other companies because of how and where and whom and why I was taught the things that I was taught. As time progressed, I started to see things in a different light. For example, we were talking about Les Bear guns. You know, they have a certain price point. They're built a certain way. That doesn't make them bad, right? It doesn't make them exceptional by some people's standards, but it doesn't make them bad. It just makes them what they are in that price point, which is a solid performing gun that was built to a set of standards that was established by Les and is enforced by Les on his guys that work there for the people that want that gun. And so for, you know, as a gun builder, for you to disparage that is kind of an insult. It'd be like somebody going, well, I don't like Chambers guns because he doesn't Cerakote. Cerakote's the best finish. Okay, you know, like that's like your opinion, man. So, you know, I had to take a step back as a gunsmith, as a builder, as a business owner, and reevaluate some of those things. Now, are there brands that I certainly absolutely won't recommend to clients that are looking to get into something besides one of our guns? Yes. Right? It's like same thing with cars or tires or roofing shingles or whatever. You know, professionals in their field, subject matter experts, have the, if they're honest with themselves, they have the knowledge and the ability to point clients in a direction whereby they're not wasting money, but they're not also spending more than they need to get what they want. So when somebody comes to me and says, hey, I have $1,000 and I really want to get into a 1911, what do you recommend? Oh, I have a couple brands that I go, you know, I mean, for under a grand, you can get these and they're going to work reasonably well for what they are, and you can improve on them later if you want to.
Right.
You know, when, and we've talked about this on the show before. if, you know, if a guy has 2,500, there's a couple brands that I recommend. If a guy has only 4 grand, well, then now you're into WMG, almost WMG territory, or, you know, you can go with something like a Nighthawk or one of the new STIs. So, you know, but you have to, as the builder, as the business owner, especially in the gun industry, you have to be honest with yourself and go, okay, do I build, you know, what many people say is arguably the best item in the business in my market? Sure. Are there others that will fill the void for people who can't or don't want to afford what I do? Absolutely. And you're doing yourself and you're doing your clientele and you're doing the industry a disservice if you can't do that.
Right.
You know, and I have friends in the industry that own businesses, and they're like, if you don't buy mine, then I don't even want to talk to you. All right, dude, cool story, bro. I mean, that's a very lofty opinion you have of yourself there. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just saying. So, yeah, I mean, that's just how I see it. And so people, you know, that are doing this changeover now from Glocks to 1911s, now, I think it's important for them to realize, are there brands out there that I personally don't recommend, i.e. Kimber? Yeah, I have my reasons. And if you ask me privately, I tell you those reasons.
Sure.
Are there brands that I absolutely do recommend? Absolutely. You know, sure. Because I realize that not everybody wants to drop, you know, $4,500 to $10,000 on a gun. Not everybody can. It's just not reasonable.
Gotcha.
And even if they could, we couldn't build them all. So, you know, there's that side of it too.
And that's also, I think, a part of that exclusivity for that pinnacle. But at the same time, I find it interesting that you. And if you've ever been around Joe, like when you're talking to Joe, this is a thing. Like, we were talking about a gun coming out from CZ called the Dan Wesson DWX. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And Joe wanted to look at that gun just because of it was sort of innovative, because it's basically a CZ shadow body with a Dan Wesson single action setup in it. And we both wanted to look at that. And so, you know, we talked about that extensively before we even got to SHOT Show. And I find that interesting. I guess that's the engineer in you that wants to look at that stuff and see these things and make these determinations as to how good or bad it's going to be, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Now, exactly. I think you've said something about this before, but what would happen if I came to you and I said, Joe, I need you to rescue this gun, and I laid a Colt Double Eagle on you?
No. Did I think about that long enough for you?
No, yeah, you seem to jump the gun. Is there something about that gun you inherently don't like, or is a gun like that with that kind of DNA, should it ever be single action, double action?
That whole gun was just a horrible idea.
Yeah.
It's just horrible. Yeah.
Did they come out with that to answer something, or was I know the Smith & Wesson had the 4506, which was a pretty good gun.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what that came out for, to answer that, is because they were just trying to be cool or something at that time?
To be honest with you, I couldn't give you an answer on that. I often think maybe some of the ideas, I'm not saying this about the Colt Double Eagle, but I think some of the ideas that come out in the industry come out because, you know, a couple of guys are drunk on Mescal in Tijuana one night, and you're like, oh, we should do this. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, no.
It's amazing that they maintain that commitment, though, even though they did that while drunk on tequila.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the other side of it is, could be, as we've talked about before, is you get people who are not firearms people, but they are engineers. And we see this a lot. They're engineers, and they're probably very good engineers. They think like engineers. They write like engineers. They speak like engineers. And you pull them into the gun industry, and they have no clue about how the firearm actually operates. They've never had the opportunity to think about it or to work through all the issues, and they're thrown into this environment where they're getting paid mad grips of cash to come up for solutions to problems that don't exist or already have very good solutions to begin with that nobody wants to listen to. You know, and case in point, I just had a very old, well, 2010-ish STI single stack pistol in the shop yesterday that a friend brought by here. It was one of their little tiny carry guns. I can't remember. The Escort, that was what it was called. It was an officer's model. 9mm. And I've seen these guns before. I know exactly what the problem was. The guy said,
I tell you what. Hang on to this thought. I want to hear about this. Coming up on the next break. Chambers Custom, you make sure I go down this checklist right now. First of all, you can go to chamberscustom.com. You can find out everything they're doing. You can find out what they have available. You can get on the list. They have expanded the list a little bit. There may be a little wiggle room still left in that. To follow them, though, you can go to Chamber. You can look at them on Facebook as Chambers Custom, or you can look at them on Instagram on Chambers Custom. I like to follow on Instagram simply because every little thing they do, they take a picture of and stick it up there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom about stuff as we go along. I just had the worst break I've ever had, Joe.
Oh, no.
So I'm waiting on printer ink because you can't, you know, trying to shop local during COVID-19, nobody's got nothing. So I had to order it from Amazon. It's going to be like in Demolition Man where all the restaurants are Taco Bell. Everybody's going to be shopping at Amazon. So I ordered printer ink on Amazon, and I'm watching the delivery guy putter about. And then he comes up, you know, on both of my packages, it has my address. So he takes one of them and drops them with me, drops somebody else's with me, and takes mine and drops it somewhere else.
That's rich.
I'm bothered by that. I mean, it's in plain black and white. You know, I've got on my house, I have a number on my door. I have the same number on my mailbox, and I have the number on my curb. I've tried to make it just, you know, I have the only thing I haven't done is put it out there in Braille. Anyway, enough of my nonsense. You were talking about important 1911 gun stuff, and I just had to get that off of my chest.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had this little STIS quote come in.
Yes.
The guy says, he says, I've had it since like 2010, and it's never fed a full magazine of 8 rounds in a row. Ever.
Wow.
I'm like, doesn't surprise me. So while he's sitting there hanging out, I pop it apart, drop check it with a, you know, drop a dummy round in the chamber to see. Yep, as I suspected, chamber's not finish reamed. So I says, here, watch this, man. I grab my finish reamer, put some oil in there, start turning, and you can watch the reamer physically begin to push chips out. And I pull the reamer out, and you can see it's just covered in metal and shavings. So I clean it all up. I do the drop test again. Plunk. Goes right in, no problem. So I polished that up. I corrected the feed ramp a little bit because it had an issue. And then I went to address the extractor, which I explained to him what I was doing because he was very curious about what all I was doing to change the extractor. Now it's like 10:30 at night. I says, hold on a second. I'm going to go outside and shoot this sucker, see what happens. And 8 rounds later, in a row, as fast as I can pull the trigger in the dark on a little tiny microscopic aluminum framed 1911. And I come back in and he goes, dang. I go, yep, runs fine. We'll shoot it more tomorrow. So today we shot 4 magazines out of it. We had one stovepipe. He was shooting weak hand only, and it was the first shot in the magazine, and he wasn't gripping the gun aggressively, which you have to do with those little rascals.
Yeah.
But, the other, all the other bullets just cycled like a sewing machine. And he looked over and he goes, 15 minutes and you solved the entire gun. And I'm like, yep. And so that goes back to what we were talking about. You know, there's a whole lot of, and he even asked me, he's like, no, so what's the deal? Do people just not know or do they not care? You know, what's the skinny? The companies building these guns. And I says, I think it's mostly they don't know, especially at that time, 10 years ago, the whole idea of finish reaming a 1911 9mm barrel was a pretty tight kept secret, really.
Right.
And so they just don't know. And then oftentimes when they do find out, they just go, whatever, it's good enough. And I've actually heard gun company owners go, well, you know, the people that buy our guns, they don't shoot but about 500 rounds through the gun in its entire lifetime anyway, so what's it matter? If you could see the look on my face right now, you would understand.
Well, here's the thing. This is the other thing that I have noticed. Like, SDI was a sponsor of mine around 2013-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of guns from them, and both of those broke before I ever fired them.
Mm.
They both broke, and I had to go get that fixed. And then now, STI 2020, which they're now Staccato, mm-hmm. They've had an infusion of people that you know, like what's Sean's name?
Yeah, Sean Armstrong.
That are in there that are actually watching what's happening there. And now their quality and their reliability has gone through the roof, and they're beginning to take off, and they haven't been closed down during COVID-19 or anything. And do you see that as well? Do you see people where they were like, okay, that's just a bunch of junk what they're pushing out there, and then they change over time? Do you see that happening?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, as more knowledge gets out there, as more of us who know what's going on tell people what's going on and how to fix it, and people start to care, then, you know, you can improve the breed and things get better as time goes on. And you're seeing, like you said, you're seeing that now with STI or Staccato. You know, they brought Sean in. Well, Sean trained under Marvel just like I did, and he has a phenomenal mind. You know, I mean, he has a great mind for the gun. Is he a classically trained engineer? No. Neither am I. That doesn't mean that I don't understand how the gun functions. Because you don't have to be a classically trained engineer to do that.
Right.
What you need to do is be able to think through the problem with the item that you're trying to solve. And you see this in all professions in life. You see it with mechanics. You see it with construction workers. I mean, house builders. It goes on and on and on. We used to have a joke in the construction world that we didn't mind architects, but engineers were our bane. You know, because the architect drew what we asked them to draw. The engineer would come in and go, oh, no, that'll never work. You have to do it like this. No, you don't. Trust us. part of the deal with engineers, and some of them in the gun industry are very good. So don't, if you're out there listening and you're an engineer, don't think I'm slamming you. Part of it is engineers typically work off a very stringent set of principles. Well, those principles don't always apply when you have an explosion happening in your hand. Things change. And things change based on the caliber, right? 45 caliber, you're only dealing with 18,000 PSI. Okay, you can get away with some stuff that you can't get away with in a 9 or a 38 Super or a 45 or a 40. As the pressure curve goes up, so do the variables that you can get away with decrease. But if you don't understand that about the platform that you're working on, then you can't solve the problem.
I understand. This has been interesting tonight. I've actually asked questions that I haven't been asking too very often. Although I'm still waiting, I'm still going to watch this with a little bit of interest. These people that are slowly coming back to the 1911 platform, I guess because it has finally been realized and now the rest of the gun lives up to the potential of that really good trigger. Fair enough, would you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I I've always been, it's always been my favorite platform. I had to adapt to Glock. And then from there, I had to, I tried to adapt to single action, double action. That's one kind of gun I'm just not really interested in carrying. Single action, double action, I'm just not in a semi-automatic. No, sir. Which yeah, I guess that's the only way you can have it. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. You know, the CZ, a friend of mine has a P07, and that we got for him, and, you know, he converted it over. He took the decocker off, so it's single action. I mean, you can shoot it double action, but he carries it single action, like a 1911. And it has a very nice trigger. I mean, he shot, shot enough rounds through it now that it has a very nice trigger.
Those would be the exception. The P07, I like the P07 better than I like the P09. I don't know what it is. It's just something in my head. But anyway, we're coming up on running out of time. You can find Joe at ChambersCustom.com. You can find him on Instagram at Chambers Custom, and you can find him on Facebook at Chambers Custom. And Dave, how's Dave doing? Is he coming along still?
He's doing good. He's doing good. He just finished his second gun, and he started on his third one, and he's doing well.
Dave didn't get to have a name for so long until he finished that first gun, and now he gets to be Dave. So, thank you for joining me this evening, sir. I will be in touch.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me again.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.